This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting the energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that it's the September 2020. You know, where I am located now, Far East, is just experiencing the hurricane typhoon season again. But I noticed that these natural nature created events, wildfire, hurricane, typhoon, earthquake, seems to be more frequent in every region, every country on this planet Earth compared to years ago. So that means that Mother Earth is actively changing, and we must be in finding some new balance to enjoy the ride of this earth life. Focus of this day I'd like to give is go for the goal. Risk is better than regret. Go for the goal. Risk is better than regret. After this conscious breathing exercise as a weekly check-in to being current here now in this present moment, here in this physical body as one in this co-creating energy field of oneness. So first, let us check where you are, where I am, where we are at this present moment. Your mind body, your intuitive body, your physical body, your emotional body. You know, just a scan from top of your head what you are thinking, what you are seeing. Is that your physical eye? Or is that your mind eye, and in your thinking is connecting to the future about tomorrow or the next month or upcoming, or about yesterday or what happened today, or about last week or last month or the summer time? Just notice where you are connecting. Oh, my mind is absolutely connected to the past earlier this day. I had a wonderful time. So it's just, it's hard to let go of this wonderful, precious time. If that's the case, so just take that precious past moment from the past, bring it in here now, and embracing that enjoyable energy here now, and experiencing with the mind and physical emotion, and here now and at this moment to connect as one, aligning into that whole oneness. So just notice, is any part of your body is getting your attention? as usual, let us use that conscious breath. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. From the nose and exhaling from the mouth. 3 times with eyes open wide awake. And fully allow this fresh energy air coming into your body and circulate with newness, entire body. Then let that out slowly from the mouth along with no longer serving whatever people, event, way of being, habit, repeating pattern, whatever. Ready? Let's do that. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. And slowly from the mouth. One more time. Counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3, hold it, and slowly from the mind. The last one, just simply know and remind ourselves that we are connected after all. So when we exhaling, no longer serving energy and all the air from the mouth, and simply know that connecting to the field of energy, oneness that we are co-creating now as one. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining Conscious Breathing Exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. I feel very calm energy in my heart, in my solar plexus, and distributed to above and all the way down and connect to the Mother Earth. How about you? So the focus of the day I would like to give is go for the goal. Risk is better than regret. Sometimes that when we are setting that goal in a safe, play safe and familiar, predictable, so that you know that you play well, and that feels good, to predictable and stay in that game. That's one thing, familiar, you feel good about yourself. And then what? sooner or later, it's boring. Why? Because no expansion, no growth from challenging higher, better, that ask you to reach more, the next level. There isn't a chance to deal with unfamiliar, unpredictable. That's the risk. However, when we take the risk, then getting that growth as a fruit of taking that risk, sometimes it feels as scary, unpredictable, fearful, and energy of faith, energy of courage will be a good tool to stimulate when we are so being around by the familiar repeating pattern. Go for it. Screw it out big and gain bigger. As long as we are using that experience as for bedtime, there's no failure until you assign that word to your experience. Everybody else says that, that's their judgment. You only know your experience, no one else's. That's yours. No matter what others are saying, you have a power to assign that meaning or find that community that support that you taking risk and fading big safe space. Isn't it wonderful to have the safe space that protects it, that if you fail or taking the risks and to unsuccessful reaching there, ouch. But everybody else is doing the same. Why? Because we know that the growth is always new thing involving, new things always involving the unsuccessful, guiding to the success. So the successful result is based on unsuccessful many, 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 many experiences. If successful from the day one, and then you may set your goal so low. Joy to grow means new, means unsuccessful, to succeed rather than regret. Look around what you are craving for to reach the next level. This is the perfect time to wrap up the summer and go for the next level with courage as a tool. This is June Universe. Stay tuned for the next segment. I'm going to provide the intuitive blind reading. Today's pick is from Life Path. Click the link from the description at Spreaker.com today's episode. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Thanks for listening. Bye. Welcome back. So today's intuitive reading that I'd like to give is from Life Path. And as always, I would like you to pick the feeling that you'd like to embody using our together moments today. My feeling is excited. So when you're listening to my delivery of this intuitive reading, and I would like you to send a good thought to this reading requesters as if they're experiencing their perfect way. At the same time, embodying that feeling you chose. Did you choose your feeling? Anything is hopeful, inspired, loving, grateful for. You know, these are all good. And embody it simultaneously. And connect with our oneness so that universal energy return system is coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling when you send a good thought to the energy requester, reading requester. That's the beauty of energy return system and oneness we co-create. Together we can achieve more. All right, so the first symbol that I like to give reading using a 3 minute tara is a raisin. Raisin. Here is your 3 minute raisin. Okay. I got the sense that something very grounding, enough support to move the activity related to money or money transaction or business I am seeing. That it's all around feminine energy, nicely laid out and around the environment with the creativity and digital communication at the same time. I think that you are seeing the situation clearly with adjusted eye, and that is wonderful that to inspire and celebrate the accomplishment that you've done easily. I feel that floral flower blossoming fragrance smelled so nice naturally. That is to sharing that flow of comfort with the soft, feminine, flexible energy. But it's firmly grounded and constructed nicely. I'm having a sense that there is a man supporting you, that you are absolutely open and trusted to this man's availability and skills and love wholeheartedly as a life partner. It could be intimate partner, but a stronger sense is a business partner, or perhaps taking a both role. As in a new reality, that energy compatibility is so great. There is a rose that never dies in a sense of never changing trust and partnership is there. That's everybody wants to be part of. I feel very authentic, plug in, and to ready to operate in the natural flow, and spirit is holding. Your creativity and intuitiveness and intellect is perfect and naturally connected to the world around you. I say give it a go, and great job that you've done. Congratulations. And the real abundance is coming next year, 2021. Good luck. Thanks for your request. This is Raisin category of Life Path. This is very solid energy I'm sensing. Next is Rose. Okay, Rose. Rose, I'm feeling the current road situation, the heart of the matter to communicate, articulate in the perfect alignment and defining that alignment for many, many times and never kind of reaching the comfortable format. And I just simply know that these things is never going to fulfill the perfect way, perfect way. Why? Because yourself is also growing. So yourself is also a changing target. And your creativity always create the new, but yourself is also changing. So it's like never-ending chase to fulfill that need. So somehow that to draw a line, and this is that, and that contrast or line or breaking by that timeline will give you a sense of giving up to that illusion and walk on earthy reality in a more practical way. I'm getting the sense that something about the ancient India yoga practice is missing element, and it doesn't have to be in there, but when you combine that type of flavor into your creation, that will be easily delivered for other people to understand what you are doing. I feel energy of blessed, not blessing, already blessed. And angel is in the crown area, and your creativity and intellect, it's just ready to make it as an actual experience on earth life. Good luck. Thanks for your request. This is Rose category of life path. This is very perfectionism bothering that. All right. Next one is a dolphin. Dolphin. I'm having a very creative, dynamic energy from this dolphin, and it's the nature related, but it's so sophisticated, man-made type of creation, blended nicely in the nature element. I like the flavor of symmetry, of a clean way of wrapping. And that perhaps gives a cold impression to some people. But on the other hand, it's a very refined line of your creativity. So to blend in your personal energy into there might be good to add some invisible or some warm essence that your heart has into your expression. So that would give a sense of temperature of you through that creation when sharing to other people through your creativity. I got the sense that this is going to be the season of your creation, autumn until the next springtime. So the winter time seems to be a busy, active period of this particular dolphin matter. I have a healthy ego, and it's nice to get grounded a little bit intentionally. So that would means like using your physical body to bring that expression onto a touchable form, to enough support for expandable growth towards next year's summertime. I see the summertime will be naturally changing the form, even you are the same, but the environment around would add some essence that will make different flavor to your creation as a bringing in to a next level. Good luck. This is the dolphin category of life path. Ooh, I feel very creative energy. The last one is mountain. I see a temple on top of the mountain that monks are practicing their everyday routine with like a bead counting for meditation every day. I have a sense something related to China long ago, the color red and black beading reminds me of old traditional style Asian flavor teachings of a fundamental way of human life. I'm having a sense that modern society is good to be reminded with the essence of this foundation, and your way of anchor in self-love is the center of this connection. And sometimes being perceived as a narcissistic, self-centered personality, but actually that is an illusion. And reawakening that self-love and loving feelings and being back that field together into enhancing that connectivity and relatedness with others as in a partnership and in a community, respecting that self-centered nature is a healthy alignment of community, and that reminder is so useful for bringing that in the way that you share with the soft dads, as on a mountain carrying the birds, tweeting in digital or natural, and share with the world as on a light-hearted way to this everyday life. I feel this mountain is ready to be moved on. It's the mountain time practice is over. Now is coming down from mountain and share what you created through the mountain time to the world around you. September, October is the down the earth changing and earthy time for this particular mountain, and I think you're ready for that. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is mountain and category of life path. You can also request your own intuitive reading by sending me a message, Twitter or Facebook at June Universe. Look forward to intuiting with you. Until then, I'm sending all my love and healing to your heart. Thanks for joining. This is June Universe.